You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast.
Street Vibes. Street Vibes. Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
J Street Vibes. You know the vibes, man. We back at it again. Before we get out of here, Jay, I wanted to touch on this Kyrie Irving to Dallas situation. First of all, let's be perfectly clear. I was clear on the radio show. Let me be perfectly clear here on J Street Vibes. I hate the Dallas Mavericks. I always have, and I probably always will.
What did they ever do to you?
I didn't like the way they were getting a little chesty and a little boisterous back in the early 2000s when they, you know, thought they could run. They thought they could run with the Kings, and the Kings would smack them up. And then Weber tears his ACL, and they acting like they did something, knowing he was going to smack them. I ain't liked them ever since then, man. So I don't like the Dallas Mavericks. I don't like them. So I hate them, my man Kyrie. I really, really enjoy watching Kyrie Irving play basketball. This is now the second time. I'm sorry, Jesse. This is the second time Kyrie has been with a team that I don't like to see him on. Boston was one, and now Dallas. And then it's probably going to be even worse because next year he's going to be on the Lakers. So I'm not happy about any of this. Just wanted to state that.
Okay, well, the Brooklyn Nets, you know, you read what Mark Stein, some others have, you know, said, they weren't letting him go to the Lakers.
No, they weren't letting him.
You know, we'll trade you, but we're not going to trade you where you want to go.
I don't have a problem with that. Like, I would do that more if I was a GM or I was an owner. Like, you know, I felt like they probably felt a little burned by Kyrie. And, yeah. You know, all right, well, like, we'll trade you, but this ain't the Kyrie show. You're going to go where I see fit. Maybe that's a little owner mentality. I can understand what that said, but no, like you spurned me. I'm not gonna let you go to LA where you want to go. That's not how this works.
Yeah, and it's really to me more of a desperation move by Dallas. They're just trying to make something happen.
Yeah. So let me ask you. So Dallas Kings, like, do you think that this was a good thing for the Kings for him to go to Dallas and not the Clippers or the Suns or the Lakers? Or is this dangerous because now Dallas, I'm pretty sure they're trying to recreate what they did last year in the Western Conference Finals, even though I thought that was a fluke. There's no way they should have beat Phoenix in that semifinal. But that's neither here nor there. They did it. Are they trying to recreate that magic that they had last year with Kyrie playing the role of Jalen Brunson? Is that something that the Kings should be concerned about this year?
I don't know. It's because I mean, Kyrie's such a wild card. You know, will he be happy in Dallas? Will he need some time off? I mean, and the people talk about him, you know, not wanting to play. He's gotten hurt quite a bit in his career.
That's the majority of the issue.
I think he missed about half of the games he was eligible to play with in Brooklyn. I mean, making that Kyrie KD thing one of the biggest flops in NBA history. They even won a playoff series.
They won one playoff series.
I mean,
that's crazy.
The series they won, Kyrie didn't even play.
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, I think I'm not sure how that meshes immediately. Because, I mean, obviously, if you're talking about Kyrie or over in Jalen Brunson, Kyrie's a better player. But I don't know how Kyrie and Luka's style is going to mesh. You know, Luka is deliberate, bring the ball up, probe, wait for the screen type guy. I kind of see Kyrie as a guy who's going to want to go faster. He's going to want to, like, give me the ball too. And he's not like a complimentary guy like Brunson was. Kyrie's a bona fide Hall of Fame player. You can't treat him like he's just a second fiddle guy. He's a guy late in the game, like, give me the rock. Which may help them down the – which may pay off for them. And because, plus, you kept him off the Lakers. Because if the Lakers got him, the Lakers are going to be in the top of whatever, 10, 9, or whatever. They're going to move up. And then someone's going to have to deal with a Kyrie, AD, LeBron trio. No one wanted to deal with that. You'd rather go against, you know, Kyrie, you know, LeBron, AD, and Dennis Schroeder, you know, keep them at 11, 12. But I don't think this makes Dallas better than the Kings, but it makes Dallas potentially very dangerous, you know, in 2 or 3 months, depending on how they make this thing work. But it seemed like Kyrie was going to be in the West one way or another. So
One thing that I think about with this, I see, like I said, Dallas trying to recreate what they had last playoffs with Jalen Brunson. Kyrie Irving is a better version of Jalen Brunson. But last year when they did this, they had Finney Smith as a 3-and-D guy. Mm-hmm. They were playing Reggie Bullock. And they also had Spencer Dinwiddie coming off the bench doing what he did. That was one of the reasons why they were able to beat Utah and bring Rudy Gobert out with the mismatches and things of that nature. You get Kyrie, but obviously you give up Finney Smith and Dinwiddie in the deal. And Reggie Bullock has been in and out of the lineup. Christian Wood is now your power forward. But, I mean, this team, they had enough on the defensive end last year to be able to make that run. I don't know if they have enough on the defensive end now, losing Finney Smith and Reggie Bullock, whatever's going on with him. I don't know. You replaced Brunson and essentially Bullock with more offense, which is cool, but I mean, how are you going to get stops?
Does anybody care about getting stops?
I guess not.
I mean, that's the reason why they're not a championship team. That's the reason why in the West it's so wide open. Mm. You know, I see a bunch of teams in the West who don't care about playing defense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you might as well load up on guys who can score.
Yeah.
The only thing I think people forget, too, about last year's run was that what got Jalen going was that Luka didn't – remember, Luka was hurt to start the playoff.
That's right. That's right.
And so Jalen got rolling. Mm-hmm. Then Luka comes back, and Jalen was still playing well, but he wasn't putting up them 30-point games anymore.
Right.
And I just really – I'm really curious to see how this thing – how they make that thing mesh, you know? And because, you know, the way the West is, if they stumble for a couple of weeks with this, they could be seventh or eighth, you know, by the time we get to March.
Yeah, I've always said with Luka, an unbelievable talent. But is his game conducive to playing? Like the people always, oh, they got to get Luka some help. They got to get him some stars next to him. Is his game conducive to playing with another star? I don't know if we know. People can say what they want about Porzingis. That didn't work. Porzingis is playing well in Washington. Like he's playing well. They give him the ball. He's able to be productive. He was productive with the Knicks before. Only time he was looking iffy was when he had to share the time with Luka, and Luka didn't really want to share the ball, it seemed like. So is Luka's game conducive with playing with another superstar player? We'll find out with the Kyrie situation.
You're not going to park Kyrie in the corner and make him a spot-up guy.
No.
And I think with something I've heard – coaches tell me about guy, you're playing with a guy like a Luka or a LeBron. People think it's easy. Just stand there, catch and shoot. That's not easy. Because the amount of pressure on you when you don't make the shot, no one will say, well, you know what, Luka, you should have moved the ball sooner, cut, whatever. They're going to say, man, Luka set you up and you missed. He's not going to get any blame.
Yeah.
And I think with a guy like Jay Kidd on the bench, maybe, you know, he can figure something out. Jason Kidd played in a 2-point guard lineup, you know, part of his career. Mm-hmm. He played in the same backcourt with Kevin Johnson. Mm-hmm. So maybe he has some things he can do to make that thing work. But I just really wonder, just, yeah, you know, where their season has not gone how any of them thought it would go. I mean, they signed JaVale McGee, and JaVale McGee doesn't play.
Man, Kings need to get JaVale McGee.
So he cannot play, too, in Sacramento?
He might play if Metu don't pick it up.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't want that contract. I don't know what it is, but, yeah. You know, yeah. You know, a lot of, you know, yeah, you don't want that. But, it's going to be – the West is going to be weird.
Yeah.
Because I think I could see in a month it could look completely different. Yeah. I mean, Devin Booker came back.
Jason, that, you know. Don't say it. I'm not going to allow you to say it. Don't say Kings can have a bad week and they can go from third to 10th. We've been saying that for 2 months. It hasn't happened. It's not going to happen. They might go to six if they have a bad week. Matter of fact, they've had like three bad weeks in this span since we've been saying that. They're still in the top six. It's not happening.
It happened in New Orleans. They went from
two bad weeks. They had like 2.5 bad weeks.
They went from sugar to shit.
they had a bad month. Now, you can go from 3 to 10 if you have a bad month. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't what I was going to say, though, anyway.
I'm just saying.
I forgot what I was going to say. I wasn't going to say that, but I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, man. But,
but hey, you know, I won't put that out there, you know. We'll just, you know, because last week on the show, I think I said I would wear a Kings hat that got two All-Stars, so they didn't. So I'm not going to say
that. Does the All-Star replacement count?
That's passed. I mean, it counts, but I'm not going to. I needed that fresh announcement.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about that next week, man. Our next show. We got to talk about that, man, because there's that. I'm going to just line it up right now. We got to talk about the All-Star situation and – we got to talk about John Morant. I got to know what you got to say about John Morant. Matter of fact, I'm going to just give you guys a little quick. Listen to Elo and KC. The professor, Jason Jones, is going to be on there. I guarantee you we're going to talk about John Morant on that one. Mm. Yeah, we got to talk about
John.
We got to talk about John. We're going to get into that, man. But, man, that's all the time we have for this episode. We'll be back on Wednesday. Well, we're recording on Wednesday. You guys will hear it on Thursday. I would say we're gonna go live, but I got a lot going on Wednesday. I don't know if that'll work. But we'll be back after the Kings and Rockets. We'll talk about that game. We'll talk about De'Aaron Fox, his All-Star situation now. Looks like he's probably gonna get in. He should get in, but we'll discuss all that.
There might be two spots open, so
yeah, we'll talk about how all that goes.
With Ant-Man and Aaron Gordon, people will riot. But
yeah, well, Ant-Man should get one, De'Aaron should get the other. It's all good. It's all good. Zion said he's going to try and get back. Wants to play a little bit in the All-Star game. Zion, sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
I'm the Pelican. I say, man, you sit your ass down somewhere. You're trying to play.
Sit down, sir.
You go out there and get hurt again in the All-Star game, we have a fit.
Yeah. Sit down, Zion. So we'll get into all that, man. Jason, what you got? What you got cooking, man? You got anything cooking up right now?
Couple of things. Got a possible Super Bowl, not Super Bowl story, you know, an NFL story.
Oh, Super Bowl, so trash.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a good game. Two best teams in football.
This is a basketball podcast. We're not here to talk about football.
Okay, well, I'm going to be writing about football. And actually writing about a former Seahawk. So, even better. You know, got some basketball I'm working on. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm Casey's Corner is not what we're talking about. We're a whole another genre right there. We're talking about D'Lo and Casey, man.
Off the rails for real now. We don't know where we're headed.
D'Lo and Casey, man, on ESPN 1320, Monday through Friday, noon to 4. Myself, my main man, Damian Barling, and on Tuesdays, the professor, Jason Jones. What are you teaching the class again? When's that happening?
Not this semester, so maybe next semester.
Oh, okay.
They didn't want sports writing back every year, so I got to wait.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, you need to be teaching some of these people. This is getting crazy. It's getting crazy out here with sports writing. It's getting crazy.
Man, I'm just chilling. I'm chilling and staying off Twitter.
I hear you, man. This is Jason Jones. This is Kenny Caraway. J Street Vibes. We up out of here. Peace.